Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Guys, if you've done something at the weekend to upset your other half, then fear not, because it's not as bad as what this guy did. This is in Argentina. And this man was on a road trip with his wife, and they stopped at a petrol station. He gets back in the car, drives for 60 miles before realising his wife wasn't in the car.
How is that possible?
It's not his fault.
Why is that?
It's not his fault. See, you've automatically assumed that this guy's an idiot and it's his fault. It's not his fault,
Arlene.
Funnily
enough, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Why wasn't it his fault?
In his defence, she was sleeping in the back seat of the car underneath a blankie. So they stop for petrol. He gets out for petrol, fills the car up, then walks in to pay for it. Mm-hmm. Okay. When he's inside paying for it, his wife wakes up and then thinks, oh, a bit hungry, need the toilet. I'll get out and go for a wee and get some cookies. So she goes in. He doesn't see her going into the petrol station bit. He comes out, gets back in the car, assumes that she's still sleeping, drives for 60 miles.
No, because if he was any kind of man or partner or soulmate, he would have nipped in and said, listen, I've just got petrol. Can I get you anything, my darling?
To which she would have said, I'm sleeping. Leave me alone.
No, she wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
She would have said something similar, but with less words.
He turned up to collect her 2 hours later. Obviously driven for an hour and then an hour back to pick her up. She'd already phoned the police, who were there when he returned. One witness said she was very angry.
Oh. Imagine the rest of that journey.
Oh, yes.
Like travelling with the Dementors. Sucking any kind of joy out of that car.